Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Lefto Early Bird, and we're here for another podcast on Brussels Jazz Alert. Today, we'll do it in English because some of the members are speaking English, which is fine to me. Is it fine for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. The band of today is Le Ministère. Hello, welcome.
Hello, yo.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Le Ministère. Okay, that's the first thing. It's very intriguing. So where does that come from, Le Ministère? Why the idea of calling a band Le Ministère?
Well, he's looking at me.
I don't know.
Well, that's Edu that came with the name first.
Yeah, well, actually, at the first time it was Le Ministère de l'Amour, but then it became just Le Ministère, and it's Le Ministère de l'Amour just for the friends, you know.
Why Le Ministère de l'Amour? Is it referring to a film or something?
No, I think it was a private joke, right?
It's a private joke, but actually then we realized that it's related with 1986, the book of Orwell. You know, it's this dystopy book, which is like there is different... So the government is controlling ourselves, and then it's one ministry which is in charge of controlling everyone. So you have to follow the rules, blah, 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 blah. And it's called Le Ministère de l'Amour, but it's like against love, you know?
Okay.
But we are with the love.
Wow. You guys are very deep. But where is the link with music in there? In the name, is it the love for music then, maybe?
Yeah,
sharing love, I guess. So when we play our music, we want to connect everyone with the music, and then we want them to feel good, to have a good experience when they listen to us.
So does that mean, now I'm going the other way, but does that mean that when someone comes and see you play, they have that feeling? Does it feel like there's love coming at them?
We hope.
We hope so.
Okay, cool. Are you guys all from Brussels? Obviously, you speak English, so I guess you came in later in the city.
Yeah.
Or not, maybe not. But
it's like around 5 years ago, it's going to be. I'm from Spain, mm-hmm. and the rest of the band, well...
Well, I'm from Charleroi.
Mm-hmm.
Then...
I moved to Brussels like 8 years ago now.
Yeah. So
when I studied the conservatory.
Alex from Liège.
Is the conservatory the place where you all met?
Kind of.
Yeah.
We are all linked with the conservatory somehow, but for instance, Alex... he was not studying at the conservatory at the time we met. So, but it's also because he's linked with the jazz scene, kind of.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That we met.
I think Alex plays in a different band as well.
Yeah,
he plays in one or two different ones.
Yeah, it's pretty busy. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I think he's been here with another band.
Yeah, he's with Cassius.
Yeah.
Then he has his own project, which is more electronic music approach.
Mm-hmm. So that new one with Cassage also, with Victor Cadage also.
Mm. Busy.
Electronic,
yeah. Yeah.
Do you think it's a way of being able to sustain, to be in different bands and to... well, that's the way you will make your money eventually? That with one band it's not enough until a certain point? You have to be able to play in different bands?
It's a pity, but yeah, well, for to me, yes.
Yeah, I agree, because like being a musician is super hard those days. There's so many bands, so many good bands also, like especially in Brussels, like the music quality is super high. We have to, I think, if you want to continue to live, to make your money with music, you have to do several projects.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I think it's also nice, at least to me, because it's like you're getting different stuff and different inspirations from different places, you know? I could have liked at this moment of my life just been doing one single thing because I feel I need to take from here, from here, from here. Yeah. So it's a way to pay the rent, but it's also an inspiration and artistic way to me to...
Yeah, it's a learning process too.
That's it.
Just you keep on just be inspired and bring those inspirations to what you do.
Yeah.
You guys sent me some music, some of you did actually, and who chose stuff?
Me.
Why did you, I mean, obviously, but why stuff in particular?
Stuff, this is the very first band, especially the song Skywalker. This is the very first tune I heard from this band, and this is the very first band I heard from Brussels, and this kind, it was a completely new sound for me. Like, I came from the grooves and a bit jazz, so 70s rock and roll music, also even reggae, but this kind of sound, I was like, wow, okay, this is something really different. And that was in fact my first approach to this kind of Brussels vibe, I guess.
Commander Spoon. I don't know who chose that. Is it one of you guys?
Not from us, but it's someone from the band. But yeah, I mean, Commander Spoon.
Lots of good Brussels bands, I think.
Yeah.
It's a very, very huge and very busy environment in Brussels.
Yeah, this is really crazy. Like,
only if you take Brussels already, and I mean, if you take Belgium, it's even.
Yeah, Brussels, it's really huge. Like, there's amazing musicians everywhere, amazing bands. Like, it's almost overwhelming. You know? Like, they have all this. Influences like from everywhere, like it's super hard to.
Which is actually is amazing, I think. What is happening in Brussels?
It's also amazing.
I mean, there is bad things, no? Bad things in terms like, okay, there is many people doing like great things, so it's hard sometimes to find your spot. But at the same time, it's like I feel like there is something going on in Brussels, music-wise.
I think so.
And I think that's so amazing.
I think the influence of like the fact that the city is so multicultural also kind of helps, and not always in the way that I would like. I would like to see jazz bands that come from Syrian origin or Moroccan origin or Congolese origin, which isn't the case yet. I've been asking around many times, and it's really tough. They seem to be more in like different, in more like the culture, like their own thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's the only thing I miss. But I think the influences are in the music, or in all the jazz bands. Everything you can hear in the city, in cars passing by during the day from people, you can hear it in the jazz today, I think, in Brussels.
Yeah.
Who are your, talking about Brussels bands, like, who are your favorite bands in the city?
For me, of course, Ext. I really do like those guys. Like, they do amazing music. And I like the evolution they did, like, from a... their very first album, there was less trap than now. Like, they really evolved. I like the evolution they did, like, sound wise, musically wise, like, amazing. Like, it was already good quality, of course, before, but still, like, always going more and more into details, into deeper in the music. And I really do like.
Who's your favorite band?
Well, I could say Commander Spoon, because I feel that from this Brussels sound, they are the ones that are like taking things from this Brussels, like electronic kind of sound, but also keeping it super jazzy somehow. And that's something I really love.
He's the most jazzy guy in the band, in fact.
Nah, well, like an insult.
No, it's not an insult.
Yeah, it's a joke. But yeah, well, I don't know if I'm the most. To me, it's super important to keep improvisation anyway whatever you are doing, whatever, yeah, whatever kind of music you are doing, to keep improvisation alive. And of course, yeah, our roots expression. Are, well, my roots belong to jazz, so improvise.
Who's doing the compositions in the band?
Everyone.
Yeah, in fact. It's a tiny bit like, well, until now, you bring a small idea that it can be a melody, it can be a chord progression, whatever, and then everyone start like giving new musical ideas, and we build up something.
Yeah, the tunes we have now went through a lot of transformations. We have like we stick to an idea, like in the beginning, like okay, let's play this like that. Then a few months after, like okay, this sounds like shit. Let's do something else. And we keep either we keep the melody or the chord progression, but we change the grooves or we change also sometimes the chord progressions also. But generally, I think the melody always stays.
Yeah, that's the only thing we really kept from this.
And we feel like, okay, I don't feel nice the way this part is played. So let's work on it. Let's something. Like, maybe we should add some kicks. Maybe we should put other effects on it, and we just make it grow. Sometimes we grow it, and then we're like, okay, that was bad. We do create something else.
I'm sure that Brussels is a very stimulating city for your music and your sound, but what are your favorite places in Brussels? Where do you like to hang? Where do you like to drink? Where do you like to...
Parvis.
Chill. Parvis de Saint-Gilles?
Parvis de Saint-Gilles, yeah.
Any specific place at the Parvis? Or just sitting on a bench?
Well,
that's tiny bit or style.
It can be very inspiring too.
You know? Yeah, well, we have two kinds. Like sometimes we hang out at the bars and like in Verskuren or in Union and Parvis. But for me, I'm more like a sitting guy in the bench, in fact. Like, but everywhere, like just like with friends, like okay, let's hang out and we just walk, we took some beers and we sit somewhere, like super randomly, in fact.
And he's always like bringing his little speaker, which is small, but it sounds great.
It's just right.
So.
Yeah, so it's annoying for your neighbors, for the people next to you.
No, I think we still respect the people. Yeah. But,
not really too loud,
but yeah. Also City Gate, I think we hang a lot there, like Antidote or
Parks
Volta Parties.
Parks also, Park du Don.
It's all Park. Brussels South. Yeah. So are you all based in Brussels South?
Yeah, I mean, in a sense.
Yeah. That's pretty much Brussels. Yeah. So you're so closer to the MIDI station.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you come across other members, like other jazz cats in the area when you go to bars?
Sometimes, yes.
Not all the time.
Yeah. I don't know. Like many of the musicians, well, there is to me like different musicians that are hanging out to the jam sessions and stuff. So, you know, if you go to that jam session, you are going to find them. But sometimes I feel that it is hard to find other musicians, like when we are taking some beers in Parvis, it's like...
Yeah.
I know there are monthly jams also in the Marolles. There's like on a Tuesday, on a Tuesday.
Yeah, the at Gist.
Yeah, that's like by the Place du Jeu de Balle.
That's it.
Yeah. Anyway, Le Ministère, thank you so much for coming by my house here to a nice little chat, and see you very soon.
Thanks.
At Brussels Jazz Alert.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Edis. Thank you, Eduardo.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
This is a podcast of Brussels Jazz Alert. This podcast is supported by Sabamfo Culture, the Nationale Loterij, and the Brussels Capital Region. Want more? Listen to the other podcasts of Brussels Jazz Alert and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. That way, you'll stay up to date with our free concerts, new musical discoveries, and great spots in Brussels.